Hi, my name is Derek and I'm in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Jaden and I am in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Inessa and I'm in the fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Lola and I'm in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Allison and I am in the fourth grade.
Welcome to the Bearcasters!
Hello everybody and welcome to the Bearcasters. Today we have a special guest with us. Take it away, Sebastian.
Today we have our visitor named Patty Carrera. And I'm guessing from last episode you heard I talked about the garage workshop that the special education program that she runs for kids and helps them. So, is there anything you would like to say, Patty?
Yes, I would like to introduce myself, Patty Ramblas. So we run an after-school program right here in East LA. It's right on the corner of Atlantic and Whittier. We've been doing this for the last 10 years, going on 11. The shop has been there for 16 years. So what we do, we focus on the LA community to help kids that need help with homework, activities. It has to be something positive.
I have a question. Is the program every day or is it only certain days?
It's from Monday through Thursday, from 4 o'clock to 6:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Where do you mostly, what is like the typical main thing you mostly do?
We focus doing activities for you guys to keep you busy. I know you guys like different activities, but we focus on skateboarding and then art. So if you have any different projects, we help you put it together. Fridays is a free Friday, so we don't do much. So if you guys need any help on Fridays, we're still at the shop.
I have another question, actually, Patty. Is this what you wanted to do growing up, or is this just something you decided to do,
I didn't decide it. I was there because we came from low-income families, mm-hmm. And I noticed growing up, I noticed that a lot of the kids in the community need a lot of help. I came in when I was 9. So I needed to learn English, and I noticed that a lot of the families, they needed help. Most of their parents, they're Spanish-speaking only, mm-hmm. And single parents, single moms. So I guess that affected me growing up, that we needed to provide the support to you guys that they need help. Or maybe when I was younger, I didn't have it the way I expected to be. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what it triggers me and focus on that.
Mm-hmm. What was like your dream job growing up?
My dream was to work for the county, to be a secretary or being a cop.
What were your goals for this year?
My goals is to do better with the program, to have more activities. My dream is to own the building that I'm using right now. So we're looking forward to see who can donate part of the funding to help us out with the money to pay more mentors, because we need help. So we run the business, and whatever we make out of the business, we rotate the money to help the program. But if we don't do no sales, how are we going to help the program? So we always need help.
I actually have another question. Has anyone there from the program said anything that really affected you?
That affected me? I would say it's more like parents are not really paying attention to their kid. So when they get mistreated or they don't get the support they want or attention, it hurts me a lot. Because you guys need to be priority.
Mm-hmm.
before anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just had a question. This is Mr. Moreno. Can you, like, as a student that walks into your skate shop, like, what could they expect to get? What could they expect to do? Like, what are some of the specific activities that are available to students going in for looking for information about?
So when they walk in and they ask for the program to sign up, it's a membership of $25. So we require for them to do homework every day. If they miss 3 days out of the week or out of the month, they pay $25 the following month. But if they're there every day, the program is free. It's free for everybody as long as you do your homework. And if you don't have no homework, we can give you homework to do, and then that's part of the points. So every time you do homework, it's 3 points. Any subject, reading, doing an essay, is 2 points. If you pass a test and it's 100%, you get extra points. If you do some chores at the house, that's extra points. If you bring me a certificate, you get 10 points. So everything that you do, it counts.
That's amazing. I actually have a certificate right now.
Oh, so you can get extra points if you're a member.
Have you ever thought about changing your career?
I don't think so. I'm going to continue until I can.
So, like, what's your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part, I would say, to help you guys, is something that really satisfy me, make me happy, and I'm really proud to be the owner and provide the services to the community.
Okay. If you guys want to know, another thing that you might expect when you walk in is that we will give you a tour of our historical things that we've done, even with the castles, the barracks of skating, and a lot more of what we do, just like Patty said, with us trying to help you and in school. And yeah,
so we focus a lot in skateboarding, but we trade in education for skateboarding. So you come in, you submit your homework, and then we provide the skating. You guys do a lot of art. We paint on t-shirts, hats, shoes, and then we select like Savage product. He was one of the kids that got selected, and we printed his brand. So we sell his t-shirts at the shop, hats and beanies, and it's total right now 9 kids. So they get an opportunity to make money, to become a better person, a better girl in the future.
Well, what's the most important thing, like, about it?
The most important thing? I would say for you guys to be happy. I mean, I know you guys don't want to do homework sometimes, but there's a lot of activities that we can convert it and make it more exciting.
That is true.
Okay.
What is something most people don't know about you?
That they don't know about me. I don't know. I think they kind of know me. All the kids, as soon as they walk in, they say hi to me. We live in the shop. We stay there 7 days out of the week. We never close unless I'm sick or you guys get a holiday. But that's it. We're there every single day from 12 o'clock to 8.
Nice.
So I was also noticing, sorry, that there's a I think it's a half pipe, it's called.
It is.
Mr. Marino's not a very good skater, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
right, there's a half pipe in the shop.
We do have a little skate park in the back. It's a half pipe. We got obstacles. We have the rail, right?
And yeah, we have
mini ramps, and we have a box. So they can move it around, make it exciting for them, whatever tricks they want to do.
Is it just like skateboard or different kinds of like a scooter or bikes?
Scooters, for you guys, it's okay. But since the roof is not too high, we don't recommend to use bikes inside.
You don't
want
to bump your head on
the stove. No, we don't want no accidents. We want you to be healthy.
I have a scooter as well, okay?
Many other things that we do is that not only during our school years, we do all of our homework. After our school, we get to do our amazing summer camp where we go to different amusement parks and skate and water parks.
Yes, we do the summer camp. We're gonna start signing up after you guys out of school. I will say like in the middle of June, you guys can sign up and
wait, how much is it
To become a member of the summer camp? It's 120, but you gotta sell chocolates. So when you sell the chocolates, you make a profit at $30. So with 3 boxes, you get an opportunity to go to a field trip. So we select 3 field trips, Six Flags, Knott's Berry Farm, Ranging Waters, correct?
Yeah.
So those are the main 3. But we go hiking, we go to the beach, we go to different skate parks, we go to different activities, we go to museums. So we gotta do a schedule for the whole 2 months. So we keep you busy every single day.
That's great. Because I know that me growing up as a kid, when your parents are at work and you're home, you just like the TV is just, that's, you get tired of the TV right away, right?
No, not here though. We keep you busy, very busy.
Yeah. Even during the summer, we do many good things for the community, not only for us, but for those who really need it, like Heart of Compassion. That's a very amazing fundraiser that we do, where we go and store packages with other foods for those on the street.
For the homeless?
Homeless, yeah.
Yeah, we pre-pack boxes or hot meals, and we take the kids, if you guys are welcome to go, and then we provide the food, the hot meals to the homeless, because they don't have food. We have a lot of people that they're in need. So we do
your best
food banks on Fridays, but I guess we're going to change the day. But all the kids, when they're out of school, you guys are welcome to come and volunteer and help us out. And at the shop, we provide over 400 families every Friday. So you guys are welcome and help us out. We also provide like toy drives on Christmas. We do Thanksgiving. We provide turkeys to the community. There's always something that
to give back.
Yeah, but we need you guys' help.
What time does the program open and what time does it close?
For every day from Monday to Thursday, it's from 4 to 6:30, and then Saturdays they take you to different skate parks from 12 to 5.
Has there ever been a challenge in your life?
Challenging? I would say to help you guys to help over 25 kids a day. In the summer it's 35. That we gotta, it's a challenge to deal with 35 kids.
It is a challenge to deal with.
Oh my.
Exactly.
But no, I think that's amazing that you like that idea of giving back and recognizing the fact that, like, you, all of you as students, like, you may need that extra help, right? You may need that motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all really just stepping stones to you becoming, successful adults, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's going to college or having a career in something else, but, like, everything is work, and the work doesn't always have to be, like, too much. Sometimes you need help, and I think that's what you provide. And I think it's amazing.
Yeah, we're there to guide you guys, to encourage you guys to do what you want to do in your future. I'm not going to tell you, oh, do this and that. You should know. And if you don't know, then that's what we're there to guide you guys. But creating your own brand is one of the things that we create at the shop, so you can make money, and then that will open up doors for you guys to have a business in the future, and how to manage your friend, how to manage money. So that's why selling the chocolates is one of the challenges that we do. So this is part of how you start business, you know, to make money.
Can you talk a little bit about the idea of the entrepreneurship program, the starting your own business, and how, like, what that's all about and how that works?
Sure. So what we do in the summer, the kids, they come in, they create their own sketch and paper. Then they transfer it to a t-shirt. They transfer it to shoes. And then we select which one is the best, that they have a better message. We select the kids, and then we invest. I invest $300 per kit so that we can start the first run. Then we sell the product at the shop, and then we invite everybody to come and support the kids so they can start creating a second run. So this is part of the summer. So we're going to start doing that. And right now I have an example right now of the t-shirts for Savage. So you guys can see and see how it is, how we started. And he was one of the kids that started when he was, what, like 8?
When I was eight.
He created the first one, and then he created the second. So he's the only kid that had two different.
Two runs.
Yeah.
And the idea, like, the when they do sell their shirts or their designs, like, how does that? He was talking a little bit about that in the last podcast, like, what happens with that, the funds that go
out? The funding, it will stay. If he stay with us, we accumulate the money, and then we provide it to him as a scholarship. If he wants to go to college, we can pay for the fees. And a lot of the kids, they don't want to stay, so we transfer it to the next kid.
Oh,
the kid, I'm not interested, they don't push it to promote, then we transfer it to another kid that is in need. But a lot of the kids, when they need help, we provide things for the house. If they need a refrigerator, if they need food, we take the money out of that too to help the families. Like, for example, if you got any issues at home, that they don't have the food, they don't have anything in the house, couches, beds, or whatever, we provide it for them.
That's great.
So we are a nonprofit helping the community. So the funding is there. If we have any, we provide it to the community.
And I like that idea of giving back, because I think as kids, you guys learn that compassion of always giving back to others, always giving back, always like when you get somewhere, when you're successful, like, you're giving back to the people that need it, you know, the younger generation. You guys are all going to be teenagers and adults very, very soon before you know it. And then, you know, you have the opportunity to give back to others as well.
So, what are you most proud of doing?
Most of the what?
Like, what are you most happy doing?
Happy doing? I would say helping and running the business in the shop. It's a big challenge, but I would say that's one of the biggest. Running a shop with customers, entrance, because we hire volunteers, interns, and people that they need help for college. So it's a big challenge every day, even though I don't have the energy, but I gotta continue every day. And I would say with you guys there in the shop, give me the energy to continue the next day. So it's really challenging.
It's a lot of work, right?
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. It's a lot of work, right? That's great. And so what's the youngest that students could sign up for your program?
The kids, they sign up from eight and up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Savage, he started when he was 8. So it was a challenge. And then we get kids that stay with us from 4 to 6 years. So it's really exciting to see them growing, changing their attitudes, you know. But we can see who's going to have a better future. And if not, we're still there to guide you guys. As long as you guys want, you guys can stay with me forever.
And if somebody from our school, if a student or a parent were interested in your program, going to the skate shop after school, like, how would they go about that? What would be their first step?
They just come in, talk to us, and we sign them up. We have a waiver that they got to sign. And then we give them a little tour and show them what we have in the shop, like Savage mentioned about the skating competition, we have a big wall with the trophies. It's a lot of things that you can see. And you can even decide to do a field trip.
Oh, yeah.
And we can show you around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll yeah, it's exciting. That. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
You guys can go. Just set up a schedule, and then we can meet you at the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you. We appreciate you very much for dropping by and coming in and speaking to us. He spoke, Sebastian, aka Savage, spoke very highly
Savage.
of your shop, and he just took off last podcast episode and was raving about the stuff that was happening there. So we thank you very much.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So thank you for inviting me. And we're here in the community. If you guys have any questions, we have a website. We have an Instagram, Facebook. Follow us if you guys want to come in and sign up for the program. My name is Patty. Just ask for me, and we can guide you from there.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And some you'll be leaving some flyers.
I'm going to leave some flyers so you guys can know about the POINT program. And we need interns, volunteers, and members. If you guys want to share with your friends and family members, okay?
Great. Let's say thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Very interesting.
Welcome. This is Sebastian, aka Savage, and I will be talking about my story and brand within the Garage Workshop and what they help me with. So, first of all, the name that I got is the nickname Savage. I don't know where it came from. Honestly, our leader, the person who teaches us, who inspires us to do all these important things. Jerry Carrera. I don't know. He just said, you know, we're just gonna call you Savage. And then all the kids just started calling me it, and he just, I guess he just saw it in me, and I don't know, it's because I was just really committed into it, and I really loved the program and going there. It just helped me a lot. And so our first run of my brand was, very little. I started it at, I think, 8, and I ended up getting first place for getting my way up to college and getting an interesting journey up in the business world. And my second run
mm-hmm.
Was very interesting. I wanted it to be more better due to how other brands are have more better designs, and you know, but how I got my idea for my bee Savage is where a bee has a rose in his hand and mm-hmm. is like skating and just. You can see how it has a smile on its face. It's ready to go reach the skies and everything. So where I got that from is where my mom is named Rosa. So I ended up getting, because she just keeps me up so fast. She makes sure that I have a smile on my face every day and cares about me. And, yeah, that's our first one where I got my idea. And they love the meaning of my brand. And then I just got really happy, and it just gave me a lot more
confidence
and sales too. And then our second run, where my journey out of the business world and inside the business world got challenging, where I had to work harder, make myself a reputation, making sure that everyone else knows me, like those collaborations with the DGK, and others at Car Compassion. Like, yeah. And our second run ended up being more better. And the challenge was that my parents ended up splitting up, but that's okay. I have a Jerry Carrera and Patty to help me and make me feel like family. And then,
That was great.
Yeah.
So we're here to support Savage and everybody else in the program. He's doing amazing. We just need everybody's support that they can help him out with the brand to grow bigger and better. And as he mentioned, it's a challenge every day. But I'm really proud of Savage that nothing stopped him from continuing doing what he likes to do. Now he's part of this program with you guys. It's really amazing. And I think it's going to help you guys more with your self-esteem because you're going to speak up and spread and explain yourself and everything. It's really cool. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you. That was very powerful, Sebastian. Yeah. Savage.
Thank you.
That was very powerful because your design is a metaphor, right?
Yeah.
For everything, for your mom, for
mm-hmm.
yourself.
So it was dedicated to her.
So that is really, really great.
So I just wanted to share with you guys that his brand, if you guys want to go to the shop and maybe buy his product, support him.
Thank you.
What is that beanie?
Let's say thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.